It's good to be back with y'all again this morning, and it's a privilege to be here, and I hope you've been praying. You know, we had Brother Thomas come pray for us, but I hope everybody else was praying also. You know, that's the thing, we need to be a praying people, and anybody that comes up here and tries to proclaim the name of the Christ needs the prayers of those around. So please, pray with me as we try to speak this morning. This morning, what's on my mind is having a blessed life. Having a blessed life. You know, that may not always be an easy life. It may not always be a bed of roses. But we can certainly be blessed by the Lord. And if we look to the Word of God, how that is accomplished, I'd like to turn to Psalm 1. You know, the book of Psalms is so rich and so wonderfully a blessing to us to have. And I tell you, all of the Word of God is profitable. Right? Remember 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Yes, all of it is profitable. But in Psalm 1, the very first word is blessed. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So right off the bat, we have some don'ts. You know those do's and don'ts lists? We like those, right? Do this, don't do that. Kind of helps us, right? It's here for our learning. So help us learn. So blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Have you ever been given ungodly counsel? Somebody tell you, give you some advice or whatever that probably wasn't the best advice. You know, the more we learn of the Word of God, the more we learn of His Word, the more we learn of His statutes and His commandments and the stuff that we need to be looking forward to, it'll help us to spot out the ungodly counsel. That's one thing, but we need to be using this Word. His Word is our standard. Judge everything off of it. The counsel that we receive, is it according to thus saith the Lord? If not, best not to just leave it alone. Just don't even listen to it. So as blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now we all know that we're all sinners, right? I mean, I hope we all know that. You know, we're all sinners. You know, there's only two types of sinners, right? The ones that know it and the ones that don't. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all stand in need of a Savior. The ones of us have been blessed to know that we have the Savior. That our eternal home is secure. We need to be taking heed to this Word. It says, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I've often thought about this passage. Just, you know, it's a progression. You've got walking, you've got standing, then you've got sitting. If you're walking through this life like we always do, walking through this world, our life is walking, and we're listening to ungodly counsel, sometimes our fleshly side or our itchy ears, we want to hear some more, so we'll stop and we'll stand so we can hear more. And the more we hear, and the more it clouds our mind, the more it clouds our judgment, the more it warps our sense of conscience or whatever, if you will. Next thing you know, we're sitting because we're in agreement with it. It can happen. It can happen to anybody. Let's not think too highly of ourselves. We have wonderful examples in the Word of God. King Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever walked this earth. There was a natural man, right? God granted him wisdom. And then granted him riches beyond imagine. He was one of the richest kings. And he was the last king to rule over Israel as a whole. But where do we see Solomon in the later part of his life? He had gone astray. Married strange wives. Worshiping strange gods. This was supposed to be the wisest man around. But even he turned aside. You know, we can all get in that condition. We can all get to that way where our mind is clouded. Where things aren't as clear as they used to be. But remember, clear-headed thinking starts with reading the Word of God. listening to godly counsel, not listening to ungodly counsel. So we're walking and we hear some ungodly counsel. The best thing for us to do is just keep on walking, right? Keep walking. Don't listen to it. Because if we start listening to it, next thing you know, we're going to stop because we want to hear some more. And the next thing you know, we're sitting down because we're in agreement. You know, like in the Old Testament, you know, the men would sit at the gate of the city as a place of agreement. All of those were in one accord. And if we're sitting in the seat of the scornful, that's not a place I want to be. Well, we have these don'ts. But verse 2 of Psalm 1 says, but his. Who's his? The blessed man, right? The blessed man. But his delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Think about it. Read it more. Read it often. Have it more readily available to us. You know, this day and age, the Word of God is so readily available. I mean, you can have the Word of God anywhere you want. You can have it on your phone. You can have it on a tablet, a computer. You can have it in printed form. I tell you, in some places, not too long ago, I saw that you could get a paperback copy, you know, poor quality, but it was $1. The whole Bible for $1. Now, I'm sure with inflation and stuff like that, it's probably up to, what, $3 now? But the point is, the Word of God has never been so readily available than it is right now. But how often are we availing ourselves to it? How often are we availing ourselves to it? That's the thing about the Word of God. To receive the benefit from reading His Word, you have to read it. There's no other way. I mean, you could listen to it, but take it in. You know, you have to take it in. If not, you're not going to get any benefit from it. You won't receive that godly counsel. But His delight, the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Is your delight the law of the Lord? Is your delight reading His Word? And sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. And I'll have to be honest with myself. There's times that my delight is not the law of the Lord. Sometimes my delight is not reading His Word. But it says the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. Just keeping it fresh. You know, that's the thing about meditating. You can read and read and read and read, but if you don't stop and think and try to absorb some of it, keep it fresh on our mind, we might miss something, right? So meditate day and night. And then verse 3, here's the benefit for it. Verse 3, and he, talking about the blessed man again, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves shall not wither. Let's see. Yeah, forth his fruit in his season, his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, that sounds pretty good, right? Prospering. I want my life to prosper. I want my family to grow and thrive, and I want to be prosperous in this life, right? You know, have that word we like to throw around a lot, success. There's only one place in the Bible that you'll find that word. It's over in the book of Joshua. Joshua 1, verse 8. Read it. I'm not going to try to quote the entire verse on that one. Joshua 1, verse 8 says, this book of the law, the word of God, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Talking about meditating day and night again. Man, I tell you, it's almost like it repeated itself. Well, there's nothing in the Word of God that's there for filler. If it's there, if it seems repeating itself, it's there because it's for emphasis. That's how we learn. Over and over, right? availing ourselves to it, meditating upon it day and night, keeping it fresh in our mind, like Romans chapter 12, talking about renewing our mind, right? Renew your mind each and every day by reading His Word. Reading His Word. So the blessed man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, don't do any of these other things, his delight is the law of the Lord, meditating upon it day and night. And because of that, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, have you ever seen those trees? I don't know if you've ever been on an airplane or whatever, but anyway, you can see from a high above pictures of a land during a drought. It's kind of brown. Not very green during the drought. It's a hard drought. But you'll see these little green streaks every once in a while. That's where water is. It's rivers of water. Be like that tree planted by rivers of water. There's always water. There's always nourishment there. The blessed man, his delight, reading the law of the Lord, meditating upon it day and night, letting this law just consume him throughout his day. I tell you, that's one of the reasons I believe that the Lord put in Matthew chapter 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Aren't you thankful He said seek ye first, not seek ye only? That'd be kind of hard to do, to seek the kingdom of God only and have other responsibilities. But no, He says seek ye first. We're putting a priority on putting Him first. Because He promised if we put Him first, like this blessed man, his delight is the law of the Lord, all these things shall be added unto you. Now, this being said, I don't want to come off as trying to sound like one of those health and welfare preachers. I'm not telling you that if you do the will of God, read His scriptures every single day, you'll be blessed with a brand new Lamborghini or something like that. Brand new mansion or whatever. Your bank account's just going to be overflowing. I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. There may be some times you may not have anything in your bank account. But I have known, and we have lived through times where I don't have anything, but I was taken care of. The Lord gave me exactly what I needed. May not have been in abundance, but it was exactly what I needed. Exactly. Sometimes down to the cent of what you need. But the Lord can bless. Remember that time Elijah had to go and the Lord told him to go to a widow woman and she shall sustain him. You know, my first thought, somebody was, okay, I'm going to go to somebody and they're going to sustain me. Well, I'm going to think they're going to have storehouses packed with food and they got provisions for years, you know. No, when he got there, that widow woman was collecting a few sticks because she was going to make a fire. And she had just enough meal and oil to make a cake for her and her son. And they were going to eat it and they were going to die because there was no more food. Wow. She shall sustain thee, the Lord said. Now, most of us have probably been like, this is ridiculous. I'm going somewhere else. But if we're faithful, trusting in the Lord, letting our delight be His word, and trusting in Him, His ways are right. He was sustained for about a year, wasn't it? Over a year. Every time they went back to that meal, it was just enough to make another cake. Just enough to make another cake. Now, some people are just, they can't believe that. They're just like, that's just, I don't believe it. Well, that's up to you, but it's in the Word of God, so I believe it. Amen. It's right. It's accurate. Now, I have seen, and we have, like I said, we've experienced some times in our lives where the Lord has blessed us when we needed it. When we're trying to do what's right, we're trying to put Him first and putting a priority on serving Him. I tell you, that's why He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, you'll have that blessed life. Putting Him first, foremost in your mind. I tell you, if you put Him first, He'll bless you at work. If you put Him first, He's going to bless you and your family. I promise. And if you don't believe me, if you don't think so, try Him out. Amen. Prove Him. Try them out. Now, you have to do it seriously. You can't just half-heartedly try something. No, you prove it. See if he says what he means. It means what he says. Try him out. Because the Word of God says the blessed man, his delight is the law of the Lord, meditating day and night. In Psalm 119, a very, very good psalm, with the longest chapter in the Bible. Did you know that every single verse in Psalm 119 refers to the Word of God, or the law of the Lord, or statutes or commandments, some aspect of His Word? That's amazing. That's neat. But the very first word in Psalm 119 is blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. These are the ones who are listening to godly counsel and trying to do their best, walking in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. I tell you, we could just go on. We could just read every single verse and it'd be relevant to this. But one verse 9, I remember as a younger man, I'm still young. I think so. Guess nobody else. Oh, thank you. All right, verse 9 of Psalm 119 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? You know, sometimes old devil will whisper in your ear, "You've messed up too much. You've gone too far. How in the world can you claim to be a child of God and do this?" Wherewithal shall we cleanse our way? It's never too early, never too late to start trying to cleanse our way by taking heed to His Word. Remember, the blessed man would meditate upon His Word day and night, keeping it fresh on our mind. And I like Psalm 128 also. It says, blessed. Again, blessed, right? Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants around thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Sounds like there's a pattern here. Taking heed to the Word, reading the Word, keeping the Word with us. There's blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And that Psalm 119, remember David in verse 11. David writing Psalm 119 verse 11 said, "Thy Word hath I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Well, I tell you, if we're going to be hiding His Word in our heart, we're going to have to get some stuff out of the way, right? We're going to have to be breaking up that ground, plowing that field, getting it ready for the seed to be sown. Remember that parable of the sower? That seed to be sown, the Word of God. If we want it to come in, if we want it to get in, and we want it to grow in our heart, we need to hide it away in our heart. Read it, take heed to it, listen to it, do what we can to keep it with us all the time. You know, the book of James has a lot to say about being a doer of the Word and not a hearer only, right? We can hear the Word of God all the time. We can read it all the time. But we need to be putting some boots on the ground and doing some action, right? Showing forth that love of God that He has given us. That's the thing about letting your light shine. Doing those good works so people can see that and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's important for us to do that. And it's in His Word. I tell you, there's people that talk about all the time. It's like, man, I wish life came with a manual. I wish children just came with a booklet that I could read, you know, one and done or whatever. You want a better life? You want a better marriage? Read this book. You want to have better children? You want to love your children better and have them love you? Read this book. It's important. It's imperative. The Lord didn't give us this for nothing. He gave it for us a reason. And I am ashamed at how many times I have done something else than read His Word. Probably one of my favorite verses is Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I like to think about that lamp. It doesn't shine. It's not a spotlight. It doesn't shine forth 100 yards out. What it does is illuminate where I am. Reading the Word of God can convict us. Reading the Word of God can shine some light on something in our life that we may need to change. It shows us where we are. It has me in several occasions. But not only show me where I am and show me how undone I am, but it's also that light to my path. Shows me the direction that I need to go. And especially as a husband and as a father, it's important that I do what I can to show the importance of this word to my children. They're the future. They're the younger generation. They're going to be coming up. They need to know that this is important. I need to diligently teach them. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, that was one of the commandments the Lord told them, to diligently teach this to your children. Why do we need to diligently teach it to our children? Because if we don't teach them this, they're going to be taught something else. Now, some people have said, well, I don't want to influence my children. Well, guess what? If you don't, somebody else will. Now, I'm glad, you know, sometimes we have some hard-headed youngins like nobody's going to get into them, right? But we can still teach. You know, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. I love that promise in the Scriptures. He said, not depart from it. I'm not trying to tell you that if you teach and do everything you possibly can, your children are always going to be respectful, your children are always going to be good, always going to be well behaved. I'm not going to promise that. I don't want you to come find me later and whoop up on me because, you know, they're not doing it right. But it says, train up a child in the way that he should go. That's the only thing. That's the best way we can do. That's what we can do as parents. We can show them the way to go. And the best way to show them the way to go is to show the way the Lord has showed us to go. By reading His Word. You want a blessed life? Read this book. May the Lord bless you.